Now, Mornings with Al Farabee on CFAX 1070.
Going to find out a couple of things this morning. A little bit more about the wildlife charity called the Fur Bears. And we're also going to talk a little bit more about this story that is emerged out of the Cowichan Valley about the illegal killing of two cougar kittens near Duncan. So let me introduce our guest, and we'll get into it and talk about it this morning. Aaron Huffmank is Director of Advocacy and Policy with the Fur Bears. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Tell me about the Fur Bears, first of all, so everybody understands what you're all about. Who are you exactly?
So the Fur Bears was established in 1953, so we have a lengthy history. We're a wildlife protection charity, and we work to protect the fur-bearing animals in the wild and in confinement, and we do this through conservation, advocacy, research, and education.
Now let's talk about this story that emerged in the Lake Cowichan area, the story of two cougar kittens that were found dead. And talk to our audience about this story and why the Fur Bears is involved in it.
Yeah, so we first heard about this story through the media. So I believe the BC Conservation Officers Service reported that two cougar kittens have been found. They've been shot. Both of them had their paws removed, and one of them had their head removed. So obviously, this is quite a cruel act. Obviously, it's considered poaching under the Wildlife Act. It's illegal to kill cougar kittens. And so we initially issued a reward. So last week we issued a $1,000 reward to try to find whoever was responsible for doing this and to hold them accountable.
How often does this happen? Does it happen often?
Not that we know of. Certainly when there are acts like this, it does make the rounds in the media like it does this week. But beyond that, you know, we just don't know. But that's kind of the intent of this reward. We want to send a clear message that this is not acceptable, and the sentiment of the public as well is that that they won't stand for this.
Certainly is disturbing, and I guess there's another part of this, and that's the question, why? Like, why would somebody do something like this?
Yeah, it's always hard to know if something like this was like a random act of cruelty or if it's related to something more sophisticated like a wildlife trafficking ring, for example, or if it's done for, say, a trophy. You know, it's really hard to tell for something like this. But again, that's why we issued this reward, so we can hopefully find those responsible, hold them to account. And I believe, you know, any investigation by authorities would hopefully uncover more of those details, you know, about the motive.
In our province, too, for clarity, it's illegal to hunt cougars. I believe it's under a year old. Am I getting that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, under a year old, it's illegal to kill cougar kittens.
So, right now, what kind of response have you had since you announced this?
It's been tremendous, actually. So on Friday last week, we issued the $1,000 reward. And soon after and over the weekend, we received emails and calls from residents saying that they want to contribute to the reward. They found that this act was incredibly cruel and unacceptable. And so a lot of people came forward and wanted to increase the reward. So currently it stands at $8,500, which is significant. It's the largest reward that's been offered in our organization's 70-year history. And it just shows how much, you know, people love wildlife in British Columbia and what they're willing to do to hold people accountable for these acts.
That is the bottom line, isn't it? People love and respect wildlife, and they don't want to see things like this happen or continue to happen. Is that correct?
Exactly. British Columbia is a beautiful province. We have so much amazing wilderness filled with, you know, biodiverse wildlife. And people just love animals. They love wild animals. We've learn to coexist with them, and people won't stand for acts like this. I think British Columbia in particular, there's been multiple surveys done over the years where people's attitudes towards animals are very strong. And so having people come out and offer this kind of reward is just testament to that.
And with that reward money, again, you're hoping to do what exactly?
So what we're hoping for is that if someone knows something, call the Report All Poachers and Polluters line, so that's the RAP line, so that's through the BCCOS, the Conservation Officer Service. And if you have any tips, send it to them. And we're hoping that the reward will lead to the identification and conviction of whoever is responsible for this.
Got it. Okay. So final moments here with you, too. So if anybody has any information about this, you want them to go where? Let's just clarify that.
Absolutely. So it's the RAP line, Report All Poachers and Polluters. And so that phone number is 1-877-952-7277. Alternatively, people can visit the BC Conservation Officer website, and there's an online form that they can submit there. And also, if people want more information about this reward, about this specific case, they can visit our website at thefurbearers.com.
Perfect. Okay. Somebody knows something. This is why we contact you somebody out in our listening audience might know something as well about what occurred in this particular instance or others. Pleasure to meet you, Aaron. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us, explaining what Fur Bearers is, and of course, this shocking story out of Cowichan Valley as well.
No problem. Thank you so much for the time.
You bet. That is Aaron Hoffmank. He is Director of Advocacy and Policy for the Fur Bearers, this wildlife charity, and they've got this reward over $8,000, looking for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for the illegal killing of two cougar kittens near Duncan. 657 here at CFAX 1070. Lisa Best has the news to 7 o'clock. Coming up next, here's more of the great artist that's going to be headlining Save-On Foods Memorial Center tonight, James Taylor.
When you're down and troubled,